Okay, it did it. Okay, we're on Simon Shin Aleph. But before we start Sif Chaf Dalid, I believe we did not do any of the Piskei Tshuvas on Chaf Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. And the Chaf Gimel, yes, we talked about going with little bells that are sewed onto your garment. And if they're not sewed on, you can't go out with them. And the fact that you're connected to the garment's not enough. In other words, it only works when they're attached in a way that's the way they're supposed to be attached. But if it's not the way they're supposed to be attached, then it's usur to go with them. And then they talked about those yellow circles that the government says every Jew has to go out in. He can wear them. The main idea is the concern is, are you going to take them out or not?
Take them out.
Right?
Like go out.
Take them off. Yeah. Right, that was the concern. Okay, so now let's take a look at the Piskei Tshuva that discusses going on the first thing with going out with these little bells, little salt bells that are sewn onto your clothing. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch already discussed, if it's loose, you can't go out of it because they can easily fall off. Okay. So everything depends on the time and the place, how firmly it's done. So now, therefore, any types of ornaments on clothing, like a feather or other things in your hat, types of coverings, decorative buttons, all this modern Hebrew now. Okay, any of these types that decorate your garments. Okay. So you can go out with all these things if they're solidly put on and it's not likely they're going to fall, even if they're not sewed on. I guess like anything that's very solid and it's not going to fall. You can go out, let's say a pin.
Safety pin, I'm saying.
No, decorative pin.
Decorative pin, okay, yeah.
Brooch.
But it couldn't be just attached like a brooch. It has to be sewn onto the garment.
No, I'm saying brooch would be fine.
Brooch would be okay.
Because that it's not going to fall off,
yeah.
And generally not going to take it off.
Did we say something about the bells not having a clapper? So they
yes, right.
So the ringing would be problematic.
Yeah. Okay. Now also, let's say pockets, mm-hmm. and a hat that's attached to your garment that covers a hat. Let's say when it's windy, like in my winter coat, there's the hood.
Right.
It's connected with buttons.
Right.
You usually won't take them off, even if they're not sewn on.
Right.
But they're connected with buttons or loops or things like that. That's okay. Even if you're not using it now, you don't. And the hat cover is hanging behind. That's still fine. That's still considered part of the garment. Although the Shulchan Aruch says Shulchan Aruch keeps talking about being sewn. So anyway, those who want to be strict and only go when these things are sewn, you know, a blessing on the person. Okay? Especially those who we'll see are particular not to even go out with any ornaments into Rosh Hashanah. But that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah. Second. Okay, what else? Okay, the yellow circles. Interesting. So let's say this, even though they're not very firmly attached, they're certainly not sewn on, but the point, even they're a little bit attached, but the main thing is you're so afraid of the government that you're not going to take, you're going to make sure you don't carry it. Even if it falls off, you're going to put it right back on right away. So it seems that the leniency is because of the fear of the government, right, which would not be the case of other types of things.
Sure.
Let's say for security measures. How about, let's say those, you know, people go to work and you have this little tag, this badge, and usually how is that connected to your garment?
A lanyard. It's not usually on your garment. Often it's a lanyard that hangs around your neck.
Yeah, but I think some have it hanging from their
belt, or things
like that.
Yeah.
So those types of things, they have to be sewn on. We're going to discuss this more, he says, in Os Yud Zion.
What would you be doing going to work on Shabbos?
Oh. Os Yud Zion. Seems to say we did it already, or it's in the other place. One second. Thin pages here. All right. That seems, I don't know why he's okay. All right, what else? Okay, the handkerchief. Remember, I think it was the last thing we talked about, right? The handkerchief.
Yeah.
If it's connected to the garment.
Yeah.
Right? It's you.
Is that sewn on the handkerchief?
Yeah, well, those types of handkerchiefs, they said, were very flimsy, and they were really more of a decorative handkerchief. They didn't use it. It was very thin. It was connected to the garment. It was so connected that when they would wash the garment, they'd wash it with that handkerchief connected to it. So it was a very permanent type of thing. That's why the rabbis were lenient. But nowadays, you shouldn't go out with a handkerchief. Look at that. Even if it's sewn onto the garment. Okay, and then, but many rabbis wanted to find a leniency for people because it was so necessary.
Right.
I was trying to find the best way to say everyone would agree with it.
So he'd say, find leniency because of the utility of the handkerchief?
Interesting. So he's saying, tied around your neck like a scarf. That'd be the best thing.
Why would that be better than sewn?
Because it really looks like you're carrying it. It's an item. It's a separate item.
Right.
You know, what if I take a hammer and sew it to my jacket? Could I go out with it? Could I? Just because you sew something, does it mean it's your garment all of a sudden?
Yes, it's not part of the garment. So
you know, sewing something, you know, like a button. Okay, yeah. Button is the garment.
Right, but a hammer would never be part of the garment.
Right, so you're taking a handkerchief. The handkerchief is not your jacket.
Right.
It's not your jacket. It's something to blow your nose. It's a separate item. So you can't say just because I sewed it to my garment, it's part of the garment. As opposed to a decoration.
Right.
Right.
So how does it tie it around your neck?
So therefore, it's around your neck. It's like a scarf.
Oh, it becomes a separate garment.
It's a separate garment.
Okay.
So tie it around your neck like a scarf. That would have to be pretty big. So then you can go out with that. Okay. And what if you only have regular handkerchiefs? So it doesn't really, it's not big enough.
So
he says you couldn't go out, and it was just a rabbin. He says the only way you'd have any leniency is to tie it with a double knot on your belt or something like that, or to use it to tie your pants up or whatever. Okay, so it's not so simple to go out without an eruv in a public domain. It's really not simple to go without a handkerchief.
Yeah.
Because it would be pretty much carrying.
Yeah, unless you have this longer.
Yeah, so that's like not, it really isn't the handkerchief anymore.
No,
so that kind of would wreck all that up.
But are we saying that you could if it was like a scarf?
The Mishnah Berurah says sewing is good.
Yeah, well, you know, not everybody seems to agree with that.
Yeah.
Not everybody seems to agree with that.
It's not.
That's why if you look in the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah Shaar Tzion, he writes the Shaar Tzion, he wrote in their days it was a very flimsy one.
Hmm.
So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, a very flimsy one where it was buckled to the garment.
Yeah.
But a significant one, not.
Hmm.
And then again, if you sew it to your garment, how do you use it?
Yeah.
How do you use a handkerchief that's sewn to your garment?
Or so how do you wash it?
You could sew it like in the pocket, so sewed in the pocket, but could be pulled out to be below your nose and then back.
Yeah,
in the
I don't know anybody who does that.
Well, because we have an ear, so it
right.
bothers, right? If you needed to.
Okay. And he says if you can't figure out any of the solutions and you're so embarrassed to not go out with a handkerchief. So if you're going out, let's say to shul or other mitzvahs,
yeah.
You could go out with them in the, you know, like around your neck or things like that, even though it's not really so well done. Let's say tied around your...
Right. So if it would keep you from going to shul, do it to go to shul.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, anyway, I just don't see people needing that so much anymore. Okay, what else do we got over here? Oh. Okay, how about, let's say, extra items that are on your garments. Let's see. Did we do Mishnah Berurah pay bays? You went that far already? Yeah. What was pay bays about? Sivkup pay bays. He's going on pay bays. What was pay bays? Chibur shom dover she ain't it, but if you connect something, that's not the normal way to be connected. Sure. So anything the garment doesn't need and it's not a decoration for the garment, it's not bottled to the garment, and it's like you're taking it alone. That's just something else he said in Pei Beis. So he's saying, even to sew it on, sewing it well, it's not bottled to the garment and you'd be chayiv, since you don't really need it. So that's only speaking if something has its own certain chashivus
purpose.
To exclude something that doesn't have any chashivus. Then if it's not chashiv at all, then it's bottle of the garment. It's like it's not even there. Okay.
So something sewed on
that's
okay.
Hold on.
It's not useful. Even if it's sewed on, it's no good.
Okay, so now becomes the question, unless it disturbs the guy, it's disturbed, it's like it doesn't want it there. makes the garment look ugly or makes it hard for him to wear it or things like that, and he would want to remove it, then it could be a problem. So therefore, you have to figure out, how about the following? What if you have some tags?
Oh, yeah, it's a famous question.
Sewn things that are extra buttons.
And the dry cleaning.
Some buttons that are kind of broken, or things like that. You can't use them, and they're not sewn on really well, or things like that. Now, if it disturbs you, and you should really try to move them. So, what if you forget to remove them there of Shabbos? If you don't have anything else, you could be lenient. Or how about, what are these funny terms? Kaftore Dizarbo. I guess spare buttons.
Usually on a shirt they have extra buttons. They're so
nice. No, they're like extra buttons,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, they're extra at the bottom.
To the back, kaftor desarbo, or some are sewn inside, like here.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. Like on a shirt, often at the very bottom, you'll have a couple of extra buttons sewn in there, so that if you lose a button, you've got replacement buttons.
Okay. Well, I guess that's what it is. Kaftor desarbas. They have a chashivush. And they're there to use in case you lose a button.
Yeah.
And it's not a particular, it's not easy to find such a button to replace also. That's why they sew it onto your thing. He says it's better to remove it.
Better to remove it.
Because it's significant as opposed to one that's not a special button. Mm. Well, that's what they're discussing, that issue. Different posts came on this issue. Some are strict. Some say take it off. Some say you don't have to take it off. Some hold it's part of the garment.
Yeah.
And so some makes this difference. Is it a very special kind of a button? Like a regular button? In other words, the point is, if it's regular, then you say it's something special, so it's nullified to the garment.
Right.
It's a special button. Then how can you say a special button sulfide? I don't understand, but it's there for the garment.
Yeah.
That's the whole question, you know. You've got an extra button in your pocket. Right? Just whatever. In jackets, you don't find it that often. They just put it right in the pocket.
Yeah. You have like a little plastic bag with a couple of buttons.
So that's it to take it.
There it is.
We have a demonstration.
It's my weekday jacket. See, two buttons go right in here.
Yeah.
So they put it in there. That's not even sewn on.
No.
That for sure you wouldn't be able to
carry.
No. Now the question is like this. Here's where the question is. You can say, well, it all doesn't matter because it's Eruv. We have an Eruv. Okay, but remember, well, yeah, you have an Eruv, so it doesn't matter. Even on Yontif, though, without a Eruv, it would still be a problem because on Yontif you can only carry what you need for Yontif.
Right.
So buttons, okay. So really, for us, it's not
an issue
unless you go out of town where there's no Eruv. Let's say the button is sewed on and it's a unique button.
Yeah.
And because it's unique, then it's
not part of the garment.
It's not part of the garment. Versus one that is not unique, then it's nothing special. It's not part of the garment. It's part of the garment. So that's the Shilas over there.
So
best to remove all these things.
But if it matches,
right?
Yeah,
wouldn't it be more likely to nullify to the garment if it matches? Like,
no, but it's like it's inside the garment.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm
but
just
it's
saying,
not
but,
decorative.
So you've got like a bunch of these special buttons.
I don't know if these. I don't know if these are for that purpose. These?
No, those are typically part of the suit. They're not extra.
They're decorative.
Yeah, they're decorative, but they're the normative.
If this button fell off, would I take off this button? It's too small.
They're two different sizes.
So I don't know. Do you have it in jackets? I don't think you have it. You write on a shirt they have at the very bottom.
Yeah, but they're the same. They're not special.
Right.
But they're a specific color to match.
I would say that's... I just totally ignore it.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure which cases they have on that. All right. Let's move on to Sif Chav Dalet. Chav Dalet. Yoitzin b'mine asovim shekoshin oisoi b'ksharim v'toilin oisom l'refua. A person can go out with different species of herbs or grasses that they tie them around with knots and suspend them around your neck for healing purposes. Healing herbs that are tied around you, you go out with that. What's going on over there? Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Pevav, Shekaisha Biksharim. So therefore, since it's something else for Fuah, it's like an expert amulet. Remember we said you can go around with an expert amulet?
Expert
amulet. It was amulet written by an expert, and not a phony baloney one.
Right.
What about refuah and Shabbos?
Well, I guess you had it on before. Kidis like we'll see later on in Sif Chafei, coming up soon. The echad kamea shel ksav, echad kamea shel ikarin. Doesn't matter if it's a written ksav, or one of roots are put in it. Now, it doesn't matter. Like, it's there to heal you. So kamea is spiritual. In other words, it's a bunch of words written on it.
Yeah, some aspect.
Kabbalistic words will heal you. So it doesn't matter if it's Kabbalistic words or if it's grass. Healing is healing.
Yeah.
Right? Tachshidu l'chola. Ke'achad malbushav. It's like an ornament for the sick person, like one of its garments. Look later on in Sif Chafei, when is it called a kamea mumche, an expert kamea. Okay, we'll have to get to Chafei then. However, there's a little piske tshuva. He's calling these herbs like a kamea. Okay. So therefore, any natural healing processes that are attached to you or hanging from your body like in a chain or something or in a belt, if the natural doctors say it helps you from various sicknesses, person can go out with them as long as they're proven to be foolish. In other words, unless you know it's nonsense.
Yeah.
Phony. That's phony. It's quacks.
Yeah.
So you know it's a quack. If it's a quack, then what are you going around if it's a quack?
Yeah. So then it's totally superfluous and you can't wear it.
But if this natural doctor says it'll help. Well, if it could help.
If it's amazing.
So let's have an example. I think there's something, I'm trying to remember, people wear something around their wrist as a weight.
Magnets that people wear.
Yeah, magnets arthritis. Or something. And it's supposed to help their arthritis, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
And he's sort of saying you get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, he's saying if it could help, then it's okay.
Yeah. And he's saying it's almost like you give them the benefit of the doubt. Unless it's proven to be quackery,
right.
Give them it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So remember, I think, I don't know if we hear yet, but let's say a watch. You know, even a watch, there's of our opinions that you shouldn't wear a watch on Shabbos because it's caring is, right? But on the other hand, it's an ornament. What?
You're wearing it.
You're carrying it.
It's not clothes.
It's not clothes. Does it protect you from the cold? What does it do for you, for your body? I understand why you need a shirt and jacket.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you need a watch?
Why'd you say I'm carrying it if I'm wearing it? This is on it's, my body. I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not
what if it. I put a hammer around my arm? What if I have a little utility belt?
Yeah.
Batman's utility belt. You can't wear it. You're carrying it. It's not normal, right? So that, but there are lenient opinions that we rely on for a watch. There are lenient, but certainly everyone agreed if it was a, what do you call it, pocket watch?
Yeah.
Not a pocket. Yeah, pocket watch. Yeah, can't go with a pocket watch.
That's different, yeah. Because that's being carried in something. Here it's actually, it's not being carried.
So what happens if I put the watch in my hand?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you are carrying it. Let's admit it, you are carrying it. But the question is, so then they usually say if it's nice one, then it's like jewelry.
Yeah.
Then that's it. That's
is that how they allow.
That's what makes the difference.
So what do they base the leniency?
Because the jewelry is part of an ornament. Hmm. You don't carry jewelry. You wear jewelry.
Wow. Okay.
You're carrying a pocket watch.
So you're saying if I have a Rolex watch and I'm wearing it,
that's Rolex because you know what? You'd wear it even if the watch was broken.
Jewelry.
Let's say you had a Rolex watch and for whatever the battery was dead and was telling the time. Would you not still go out with the Rolex watch? Sure you would.
Because it's just too impressive.
You're not wearing the Rolex watch to know what time it is. That's not why you're wearing it. Because you could have got a Seiko for $35. But it's an ornament. It's an ornament. That's nothing wrong. You're allowed to wear an ornament. You're not a bad person for wearing an ornament. But let's know what it's there for. It's not because you want to tell the time. No one buys a Rolex. Oh, it tells the time better. You know what? $35. It works every perfect. Perfect.
You mean that's not a Rolex, Rabbi?
Okay. So therefore, okay, but we have an Erev, so it's not a problem. But if there's no Erev, then it's not. Rav Moshe says a Yorei Shamayim would not wear a watch outside of an Erev on Shabbos.
Right.
Unless it's a real, and a Yorei Shamayim would never have a Rolex.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be a Yorei Shamayim, but he's just saying a God-fearing person. So therefore, back to what we're talking about over here. What am I talking about over here? The buttons and all these things. So how about let's say this. Okay, this for sure you can. Right, well, maybe I have to take this off.
The tag, you mean? The
no, but
tag.
I think that's part of the garment. That's part of the
style.
Label. Is the label
the
tag,
right? And
the shotness. The shotness one. So I guess it's obvious to people to know that they could wear such a jacket. Yeah. What if you forgot your jacket and, you know, we have an easy policy, people let you borrow their jacket. Well, I don't know if I could wear it. How do I know? It doesn't have shotness.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shotness thing there. Or how about, there's the button.
Yeah.
Well, no.
That's the close to the pocket? That's so close to the pocket, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, there's a little tab that comes out. Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't even know about that.
Shows how much I use that.
Surprise.
What else? Anything else over here? Sometimes they have little tags that says 60% polyester.
Yeah, they have to sometimes.
Yeah.
So okay. I mean, to me, that seems like that's part of the garment. That's the whole point. It's so insignificant, it is part of the garment, and that's why
it's
you're
made
like,
with it. It's firmly attached and it's insignificant.
Now, what if, let's say, you have the tags that are usually removed?
Yes.
The hang tags you're talking about?
Yeah, let's say over here.
Yeah. Forget to take the
price. I forgot to take it off.
Oh, yeah.
So could you go with that?
I think they say it would bother you.
The one, sometimes they're sewn on.
So this one, I don't know, would you go to shul if you had the things over here and over here?
Oh, it said Rolex.
You don't want to wear it, but...
So I would imagine
you're
not.
You're going to have an issue of taking it off.
Well, you can't take it off on Shabbos.
So you're stuck.
Well, put on a different jacket. You put on a different jacket.
I think they say
that would be a disruption.
Yeah.
No, that's like okay. The one from the dry cleaners, it's behind your neck. Nobody sees it, so it's not a disruption, right? Usually, pants. You put your belt over it, whatever. It's
or the shirt that but right out here.
Well, but sometimes it could be low. okay, let's move on. Chaf. So that was that. Now chaf hey. Okay, Chav Hey. Wow, what an introduction. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Chav Hey. Ein yotzin bekamea she'eino mumcha. You cannot go out with an amulet that is not proven. That it's a mumcha. How does it translate in English? Expert.
Unauthenticated.
Sounds like the opposite of what they just said.
No, that's not.
You can't go with
an. You can't go with an unauthenticated kamea. You have no proof it works.
Yeah. Right.
You can't go out with that. Vimu mumcha, but if it is authenticated, Yotzi, you can go with that.
Who authenticates?
Well, we know it's a big rabbi.
Okay.
You know, you go to Israel. You go to the. You know, if you went to the Baba Sali Zichron Vracha, you know, it'd be a good one. If you go to Joe Blow in the Arab market. You know, here.
Maybe not.
You know.
It's a kasha.
You know, these red strings.
Yeah.
Going around a red string on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway. Lo shnot doesn't matter if he's a mumcha she'ismache gavra, that the person who wrote it is already known. I mean, in other words, he's known, the writer is known as an authentic guy.
Right.
Velo kama, but let's say the in other words, you have these kameas, and then you give it, you see it, it works. Then what the person, let's say, gets healed, he gives it to somebody else, the same
right.
one.
Right.
So it's you have one, you know, this is a good one. Yeah. This is a good one. This one works, healed. You know. So it doesn't matter if the author is authenticated, but the amulet has not yet been authenticated because he hasn't used it yet.
Yeah. So just okay. as a general principle.
Kagon Shekosov Lachash Echad B'Sholosh Igros. Let's say he wrote one type of thing, words, mm-hmm. on three different letters. In other words, we know the guy knows what he's doing. He gave this guy Kamea, that guy Kamea, that guy Kamea. This guy, he's a good Kamea doctor.
Right.
Okay.
Kamea's for a specific person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say, listen, when this guy, he's done it three times already, and people have been healed. Okay, now he has a new one, he gives you one. Okay, we don't know if this one works. Right. But we know the guy who dispenses it
has
a good reputation. That's what he means to say.
So you're allowed to assume it's good.
So if he's a mumcha... Right, so we're saying, so it doesn't matter if the guy is a mumcha and the garment is not a mumcha, hasn't been tested, or the reverse in a minute, that I'm sure he's going to say on the other side. Right? So we see, she'ismachu, okay, so again, where are we up to in the text over here? Jumping on.
Big graphic.
Big graphic?
Again. So kigon shekosav lachash echad b'sholosh igros. You wrote one of these incantations. Verapo shloshtan shlosha b'nei adam, and three people were healed. Sheismachu gavro lo'oso lachash b'chol pam shekos. So this person has been authenticated every time with this type of statement. It works. He's three times he's done this statement. So now he's going to give another one with this statement, right? Right? Avolo l'shar, but we don't know about other statements.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't matter. V'gam ena kamea mumcha, and let's say the kamea itself hasn't been tested. Im yichtav emach, if somebody else would write it. V'lo shna ismache kamea v'gavar. What about if the kamea is authenticated, but not the person who gave it? He wrote this one thing, right? And it healed people three times. So let's say the guy just happened to know there is such one. He didn't write it, but he knows it exists. But, you know, so now he gives it. So he's not the expert, but the kamea has been proven three times that it works.
Right.
That's also okay. Vikolskin, all the more so it's allowed, ismache gavra vikame, if both the man and the item is authenticated. He wrote it, and this is the one he wrote, and he's giving it to you. Kagon Shekosov Lachash Echa Bishoshka, he wrote one incantation in three letters. Vikol Lacha Sohila Lushosha, and each one that he wrote worked for three people. Olara Mechoshua, for one person three times. So this man is now confirmed for anything he writes. And these letters are good for everybody. Okay, anyway, Bekitzer, if you know it's a bona fide kamea, it's okay. regardless of how you know, if the writer's bona fide, the kameya's bona fide, then it's okay. It's not considered that you're carrying on that. Says her mother, Davka, Shabo, Shte, Hamchos, B'yachad. If both authentications are together, the doctor, so Ramot disagrees. Says you need both. The doctor and the item. It's been used. It's you need so both of those together. Alam Isma, Gavra, Tchila, but if let's say you first the guy is authenticated and afterwards he makes a kameh and it heals three times, it's not necessarily the kameh, maybe it's only the doctor that works out for him. Okay, we'll have to see the Mishnah Berurah on this, but I think we're going to have to stop for now. Okay, so remind us, we're all into the kameyas.
Just curious, because I had a lot of experience when I was in Israel going into the command. Is it like next couple of weeks we're talking about, or is it just then?